Last week, my goal was to lose a pound and a half using only smartphone apps to get me moving. Unfortunately, I ended up gaining a pound and a half, but I blame the Canada Day long weekend. You try saying no to a patriotic meal of hot dogs and beer. So for this week's workout, I really needed to find something that would push me past my comfort zone and make me sweat.
So we're doing a one-hand rollout with a one-arm push-up at the same time.
Here we go.
Oh, God. It's really very difficult.
That's something pushing me past my comfort zone and making me sweat is Nikki Aaron. She's the owner of TRX Train Station in Toronto. Not familiar with how TRX works? Here's Nikki.
TRX is Total Body Resistance Exercises. It is a system where you can use the ropes, putting your hands or your feet in the ropes that make you unstable. So what happens is you then have to use tiny little stabilizer muscles and your abs to do any exercise. So
TRX was created by Randy Hetrick, a former U.S. Navy SEAL who was looking for a way to stay in shape while on missions. He developed the suspension training system using two straps that can be adjusted in length and anchored to pretty much anything. For example, picture a regular push-up. Now picture that push-up with your feet in stirrups at the end of long straps anchored to the ceiling. As you do the push-up, everything is unstable from the arms onward, so you need to engage your entire core.
You can take TRX with you anywhere. You can use it anywhere. It's got a door handle clip that you can use, so if you're in a hotel room, you can use it. You can go to a park, hook it up to a tree. I've hooked it up to almost anything, so no excuses.
That's what I need. Oh, there's a tree. I got to work out.
Yeah. Okay.
Personally, my core is not very strong, so I was very keen to give this a whirl. Before trying a group class, Nikki very kindly offered me a one-on-one session to show me how to use the straps. There is a learning curve to this type of fitness, as I quickly found out.
So we're doing an upside-down leg press. So you're going to put one foot in. You turn your body around so the rope is behind you. You put your hands on the floor and walk your feet back to your completely upside down position like you're going to do a handstand. From that position, you lift the other leg up into the air and you start to bend both knees into your chest and back out.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God. Oh, my head's going to explode.
You've almost got one full one.
Okay. And you did 40. Okay, I'm up and bending my knees. And that's one.
One.
The trickiest part of TRX for me was figuring out how to use the straps without looking like a terrible trapeze artist. But once you master that, you can control the intensity of the workout by adjusting the position of your body. I went back and did several group classes over the course of the week, and although I still bumbled and wasted time jamming my feet in the straps, I definitely got stronger, particularly my core. In fact, I went from being able to do one upside-down leg press to being able to do two upside-down leg presses. So, how do Nikki's other students feel about TRX?
I like the feeling at the end when it's over. It's a good sense of accomplishment.
I think that the good thing about it is anybody can do it, because no matter where you start, whatever exercise you do, you can modify, so you can progress.
I learned some very valuable lessons while sweating through TRX. Most importantly, wear waterproof mascara. So if you're looking for a total body workout that will make you sound like this,
in towards your chest,
then find a local TRX trainer near you and start sweating. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.